Just a minute. Panda.
Liam, I brought you some narcissus, pseudo-narcissus.
Sorry?
Daffodils, for you, St. David's Day. It's the 1st of March. Spring is here, new beginnings. It's a peace offering, Liam.
I suppose you better come in.
Thank you. God, there's a whiff of fresh paint.
I'm letting the place.
I know. I read the advert in the paper. God, it's cold in here. The window's wide open. Ah, the paint fumes.
Actually, I was listening to the gulls.
Those wild sky rats, as you like to call them.
They're just being themselves.
Where's Delilah?
Delilah? Joe threw the cage at me when I broke up with her. I ducked. Delilah fell out the window. I could never find her after. I just have the empty cage. Joe's not happy with me.
You wasted Joe's time.
She hates me.
She's entitled to. Let her have that. You've done the right thing at last.
It wasn't easy.
I'm sorry, Liam. And I'm sorry about all I said. I was drunk, though it's no excuse.
I needed to hear it.
Most of all, I'm sorry I didn't call when...
When Martin overdosed.
I wanted to, but I was embarrassed, to be honest. How did you cope? Here on your own?
I almost called you a couple of times, but I didn't. I couldn't. I'm okay. It's an odd thing, mourning a person who barely remembered you. On top of everything else, you feel foolish.
Liam, I'm sorry. I'm sure he remembered you.
It's all right, Bamba. I can see that situation for what it was now. In the end, I phoned Aisling in London. I told her. Spoke to her about it all. About everything.
Everything?
Everything. And you? How did you deal with it?
With Martin's death? I was one of many mistresses for Martin O'Rourke. People don't have much sympathy for mistresses, and there's no solidarity amongst us. But I had our AA group. I went there and I heard about Martin, and I pretty much stayed there for a few months. Thinking, not drinking. And I'm here now. Sober.
I can't believe he's gone.
He wasn't happy, Liam. He'd been desperate to be famous. But when you get there, it doesn't solve your problems. It's another trap, and drink and drugs are always at hand. Martin was trying, but it was hard. He was a month sober when he relapsed and overdosed.
But he had everything.
He didn't have happiness. It isn't in fame. You didn't go in for the Eurovision auditions after all.
No. It was a pipe dream.
Was it? You're a born performer, Liam. It lights you on the inside.
I don't know. I enjoy it. I'm going to stay with Aisling for a while in London. I might enroll on a performance course there as a mature student. We'll see. If I do, it'll be for the right reasons. I need to discover my voice first. Like those gulls out there. It has to be about me, not fame, not Martin.
You have done a lot of growing up. Have you told your parents?
I've told them I'm going to spend some time with Aisling and reflect on things. That's all they need to know for now. I'll see about talking to them about the rest in time. It's not going to be easy for them to accept.
It would be harder for them if they knew you lived a lie all your life just to keep their approval.
Thanks. So, that's a long way to travel, just to give me a bunch of daffodils.
I'd like us to be friends.
Noted. Still coaching?
No. No, I'm getting out of show business. I sold the flat at last and I'm looking around for something else. I think the further I am from fame, the better chance I have of staying sober. And happy. And I... It struck me, Liam, when I saw the ad in the paper, that I might rent this cafe from you. Try it out for the season.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. There's nowhere on earth like Trefaden. Would you consider it?
And we'd swap lives. Like the Foley twins' lunch.
Sorry?
You'll find out soon enough.
Is that piano still in tune? Come on. Sing along with me for old time's sake. You were a good student.
And you were a good teacher.
Now here's a dance you should know. Hey-o, baby, when the lights are down. Oh, hey, hooray.
The Daffodil was written and produced by Sue Healy and directed by Jim Nolan. Bamba was played by Jenny Ledwell and Liam by Michael Power. The series was edited by Eugene Sully, with musical arrangements by Natasha Perwin and Will Ferguson. The Daffodil was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.